Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Help of Hashem, we are learning the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, Chelek Arachayim. We are up to Simon Reish, Din HaMafsik, Kedei Levarech. The laws applying to one who interrupts his meal to participate in Birchas HaMazon, and we are starting Se'if Gimel, says the Alter Rebbe. HaMafsik LeZimun, if a person interrupts his meal to participate in a Zimun, and as we learned in the previous segments, he will have to stop eating and pay attention until the end of the first bracha, Hazon HaSakoyel. But then this person is going back to eat. Ain't sorech lachzeru levarach hamoitzi. This person doesn't have to make another hamoitzi kisha choyzer lisudasi when he returns to his meal. Why? She'ein kan hefsik behesech hadas klal. Because what he did is bachlal not considered any type of interruption, any type of diversion of his attention. Kigam b'shmi osoy. Birchas Hazon, even while he was listening to the bracha, hoisa kavanosi lechol oil, his intention was to eat more. And vishaloi lotzeis bibracha zu, and therefore not to fulfill his obligation of benching by listening to this bracha. Ulafikach, and therefore, imacharkach nimlach shaloi lechol oil. Even if afterwards he decides not to eat anymore, tzorech lachzer ulavarech birchas hamazon, the person has to begin Birchas HaMazon from the beginning. However, avol im lo yhoisa b'dati lechol oid pas, if when he stopped to listen to the Zimun, he already had in mind then that he will no longer eat bread, rak parperes, only that which will accompany bread, which might even also include food that's made from the five grains, but in a way that it becomes what we would call now mezoinus food, but he doesn't plan to eat any more hamoitzi food. In such a scenario, yotza yidei choyves birchas hazon. This person fulfilled his obligation and he will no longer have to repeat the bracha of hazon, and therefore he may not repeat it because it's a bracha in vain. He has to still bench the rest. Amazing. Umaschil birchas hamazon mebirchas haaretz, and he begins when he benches from what we call noida locha, which ends with the words al haaretz v'al hamazon. Umikomakim, nevertheless, that Yizor, he should be careful, Shelo Yosiach Ben Tayim, that from when he hears, from the beginning of the listening to the Hazon HaSakoyel, until when he will bench, he may not talk anything. Right? Because it's like being mafzik in the middle of benching. And now when he goes to bench, one second, V'achar Bichas HaMazon, and after he benches, another amazing nuance, Yivarech Me'en Gimel, he'll have to make an Alamichya. Wow! Shehi bracha achreina ala parperes. In other words, he only listened to Hazan, which is why he has to continue from noida locha. He doesn't begin from the beginning because he no longer planned to eat bread. On the other hand, if in between he made a mezoinus and he ate mezoinus, after he benches, he has to make an ala michya. Because parperes shehi mechamesha saminim, he loy niftun ami birchas hamazin, because the birchas hamazin that he either heard from Hazan, which is even before he ate the mezoinus, and what he made noida locha onwards, does not fulfill the obligation for the mezoinus. If he would have made Hazan as a koil, it would have covered it, but choyl v'loy berich b'birchas Hazan. What an amazing halach. Now, ve'im achar sheyotze yedei choyves birchas Hazan, if after he heard Hazan, he changes his mind and he wants to eat bread again. Nimloich lachzer v'lechol pas. Now, tzorech litol yodov. He has to wash. And ulavarech hamoitzi tchilan, to make an hamoitzi prior to eating bread. Shekfar osa siluk v'hesach hadas bevorchoi bracha achas mibirchas hamozen. Because this is considered an interruption, even though it was only his kavana not to eat anymore. And as we'll see in the parentheses, we learned before that only thinking of I'm stopping to eat in itself doesn't end the meal, but here that he heard the Hazon HaSakoyel, he heard the first bracha of Birchas HaMazon, and while he was listening to it, he had no intention to eat bread anymore. That's considered the proper hefsik as far as bread is concerned. Aval hesech hadas levadoi, if he would not have heard the bracha of Hazon HaSakoyel, just him deciding, you know what, I'm not eating anymore, then if you say, yet, no, I will eat, that in itself, just that Hesach Hadas, doesn't demand of you to make Hamoitzi, as we learned before in Siman Kuf Ayin Tes, but again, here is different, because he listened to the first bracha, and while he was listening to it, at that time, he wasn't planning to eat any bread anymore. And with this, we conclude Simen Reish, God willing, to be continued.